Liturgical Day, Tuesday the 29th, in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be ready dressed for service, and keep your lamps lit, like people waiting for their master to return from a wedding. As soon as he comes and knocks, they will open to him. Happy are those servants whom the master finds wide awake when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will put on an apron and have them sit at table, and he will wait on them. Happy are those servants if he finds them awake when he comes at midnight or daybreak." Our commentary is by Father Miquel Benque from Barcelona, Catalonia. Today we must pay our individual attention to Jesus' words, "Be ready dressed for service and keep your lamps lit, like people waiting for their master to return from the wedding. As soon as he comes and knocks, they will open to him." What a joy to realize that even though I am an unworthy sinner, it will be up to me to open the door for the Lord, when he finally comes. Yes, at the hour of death, I will open the door to heaven, or I will close it. Nobody will be doing it on my behalf. St. Gregory said, "We can be persuaded God will ask us to render accounts not only of our deeds and words, but also of how we have been spending our time. To be waiting wide awake at my door for him to arrive is quite simple, and I can certainly do that. I must not be inattentive. To be inattentive is to forget the filial, final purpose. To wish to go to heaven, but with no operative will. It is like building castles in the air, without having worthy commitments supporting our yearning. To wear your apron means to be in the kitchen, dutifully prepared for whatever comes. My good father, who was a farmer, used to say that you couldn't sow if the earth was angry. For a good sowing, you are to actually walk in the fields by caressing the seeds. Christians are never lost castaways, for they know where they come from, and they know where they are going, and they know how to get there. They know the destination, the means to reach it, and the difficulties to be found along the way. To bear all this in mind will help us to be watchful and open the door when our Lord will warn us. Exhortations to vigilance and responsibility are often repeated in Jesus' preaching for two clear reasons. Because Jesus loves us and he watches over us. He who loves does not fall asleep. And because the devil, our enemy, keeps on tempting us. Thinking of heaven and hell should not detract us from our duties down here, but it is a healthy and incarnated thought, and it deserves the Lord's congratulations. Happy are those servants. He finds them awake when he comes at midnight or daybreak. O Jesus, help me to be all my life watchful and vigilant, and keep loving you.